Blog Talk Radio.
My Lord, peace and blessings, my beloved brothers and sisters, family and friends, thank you. I mean this with all of who I am. Thank you. How can I put this? You know, God has a tendency of putting us in a position to where we learn so much about people until literally we get to see ourselves in the people that we're learning about. And it is so extraordinarily amazing until literally, and this is only for the mature, only the mature can handle this. We should never be barking about what people do, because the reality is people are so messed up. We, as the people, are so messed up until literally we should actually just say, is that all it is? Is that all it is? Truly, when we're dealing with people, we should literally just simply say, is that all it is? Because as we know that there are people who are doing things on such a crazy level until some of the things that we see people do in our family, you know, our friends, in our places, whatever that might be, wherever that might be, it's minor in compare to so many things that other people are doing that are simply insane. Because Satan does some things to people that is crazy, that would blow your mind. I sat, and the reason why I'm talking about this, I sat next to two men, and I'm not talking about young men, I'm talking about older men, 65 and over, who held a conversation, and I said I was going to stay there until I heard them go into another conversation. I'm going to stay here long enough to see whether or not they're going to talk about this particular thing. I mean, how long? And they held that conversation for 47 minutes about a woman who was walking up the street butt naked. 47 minutes. How do you hold a conversation about something of that nature for that long? And then finally, I said, can I ask y'all a question? Yeah, man, yeah. When I know me as a pastor, hey, pastor, man, I didn't know you were sitting there. How you doing, pastor? And as I went to ask the question, I said, now, can I please hear an intellectual conversation, because I know both of y'all have it. Both of y'all have the ability to share something that would enlighten me to the degree to where I would want to dance all throughout this floor. And they looked at each other, because I didn't say it in a way that would embarrass them, but in a way to let them know that, man, come on, y'all. Y'all are better than this. I know that you're better than this, because you are. God don't make no mistakes. He only makes the very best. We just allow ourselves to not be the best because, as opposed to us honoring God so that we can have the ability to enjoy his greatness, we instead honor men. So when we allow ourselves to honor men, we give less than because we duplicate what we see each other do, as opposed to duplicating that which what Jesus done so that men can see the difference between the two. So as they looking at me, they started talking about God. And both of them know about God. One is a Christian and the other one isn't. And as they started talking about God, they was expounding on different verses and what they thought it was. And as they begin to... as they begin to get a little deeper into the conversation, right, and I'm just listening. The one that's a Christian turned around and said, pastor, thank you, because we was acting like knuckleheads, huh? I said, well, not, you know, I'm not going to say that. All I'm going to say is I'm glad that you're allowing the best to come out of you as opposed to less, because Satan loves less. He loves peasants. He loves people who are poor. He loves people who won't allow themselves to be kings connected to the king. See, he hates those people who allow themselves to say, I'm not going to get into this idle conversation. My brain is more important than that. My body is more important than that. My spirit of all is more important than that. I'm not going to allow myself to get caught up in the mess. So today I was listening to some people who was talking to me. And as soon as the conversation got into foolishness, I just kindly walked away. No one on that smiled, and God bless you. One person, one of the people that was talking, said, yeah, man, you don't listen to foolishness. You don't take time for foolishness. And another guy said, who the hell do you think he is? And God being as God is, he said, talking through another person, he's somebody who only want to talk about the goodness of what God is doing in our lives and what we can do if we want goodness in our lives. No more, no less. But now, I actually didn't come on this show to talk about what I just spoke of. God just had me to share that with you, because if that is something that you're doing, please stop. Please. See, because understand, the devil is he's a professional accuser. And he loves when we accuse our brothers, our sisters, even our enemies. And our enemies, you got to understand this, our enemies is anybody who is not of God. Pay attention to that now. Our enemies is anybody who is not of God. But understand that Jesus said we are to love our enemies. My enemies can be us. We can be our worst enemy. Before being on the phone, which actually what caused me to be late, I was on the phone with somebody, and before getting on the phone with this person, I actually was talking with another person, and this person was telling me that, Pastor, something that you told me 4 years ago just hit me 6 months ago. It just finally caught up with me. And I said, well, that's actually not true. See, the reality is you caught up with it. Whatever I said, whatever it was, you had to catch up with it. And he said, do you know what it is? I said, well, obviously I don't. Memory don't expand that far. He said, you told me that a peasant can live in a castle and still be poor, but a king can live in the street and be richer than any person on earth. And I decided that I don't no longer want to be a peasant. And I said, wow, that sounds like God. I had nothing to do with that. But one of the things that I do understand, so as a man thinketh, so is he. But let's get to what God also would have me to share with you tonight. That is this. God bless you. That is this. If you turn your Bibles to, let's see. Is it Psalms? No, it's not Psalms. Proverbs 27, where it says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Favorite verses. And the reason why is because of the fact that fear, as we know, as we believe, as many of us believe, is to be scared of something, somebody, challenging things of that nature. When in fact, God is talking about if we allow ourselves the ability to have reverence, to have respect for him, that which we respect, he who we respect, we will want to pay more attention to. We will allow ourselves the ability to be more open to what he has to say. See, when you don't have respect for something, somebody, then what happens is you sort of close your mind, sort of close your ears, you sort of close your heart. Like, you're not really trying to hear what they say because it doesn't mean that much to you. And this is one of the problems that many people, especially Christians, have, and that is people don't have a reverence for God. See, and God himself was to come down one more time before it's time for him to send his son one more time and speak in that booming voice that he can speak in, then everybody would have great respect because it would scare the daylights out of everyone. Non-believers as well as the believers would have an amazing amount of respect because they would hear a voice that's connected, that's not connected to a visible body. Remember the time when God came down into the mountain? Smoke was around the mountain so heavy, and the Israelites were so scared, they told Moses, "We don't want God to come no more." They were so scared. This is like, "We'll listen to you. Whatever you tell us to do, just don't send God." But now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this. But now, God sent his son, and he came so softly until he would not even break a bruised weed, meaning he came so gently until literally any of us that's already broken, that would only take a little something to just break us completely, he came so gently until literally he wouldn't do it. It wouldn't happen. If anything, we are healed. We are built. We become edified. We feel like we got courage. We feel the strength of him. So amazing. But unless we have a true respect for this amazing God, then anything that comes out of his mouth to us would be foolish. It would be foolishness. Because if we didn't think that it was foolish, then why is it not more people learning everything about God? Having so much reverence for him until we study that word as if it is our lives, as if our lives depend on it, as if we understand that if we don't allow ourselves the ability to get ready for him, that we know we're going to die. That we will not allow ourselves to get lackadaisical. I'm not trying to brag here because this has nothing to do with me. There was a person who, on a walk, I happened to be sitting down with a gentleman, and as me and him was talking, there was the person in the walk, and she was it was a lady, and she's trying to put on her jacket. There's seven men around this woman, and nobody's paying any attention. And I got up, and I took the jacket, and I helped her with it on. All of a sudden, everybody pays attention. The reason why is because of the fact that, oh, man, I should have done it. I should have been the one to do it. Well, if I would have did it, well, you know, but he's always trying to, he's always the one that's doing it, you know, the mess. When the reality is, when you love God, you're so much into being his watchman until whatever is going on, you are quick to jump on it. It's only by that of the Holy Spirit. Because literally, when you enable yourself the opportunity to let the Holy Spirit fill you up, to lead you, to understand the fruits of his spirit. Because your spirit and his spirit connects. So it's love, joy, peace, faithfulness, gentleness, kindness, self-control. There's so much about what it is that God is doing until actually you get to a point to where you become in the image of him. So you're no longer a peasant. You become a king, a queen. You begin to feel so good about what you're doing until foolishness is something that you don't tolerate. In any shape, fashion, or form. You actually say, well, you know what? Do what you do. Because I have some things to do that has to do with God. And if I stick around you too long, I might not do what I need to do and get caught in what you're doing, which is something I used to do. And we as Christians, we don't really come to understand the reality that, wait a minute, we should love God so much until the love of God spill out so incredible until even the person who feels the worst feels the best when we're around them. That everything that has to do with somebody being edified, even if they're living in the worst darkness, when they get around us, they should feel a sense of warmth. I learned that, thank you, God, thank you, Jesus. I learned that when we have a reverence for God, what happens to us is we become a sponge. I consider myself a cup, you know, a cup that had a lot of cracks, and God put me back together. Now, you can still see the cracks, for say, but you'll never see the leakage, because when God put me back together, he did an amazing job. So when he gets ready to fill me up, I'm so eager for somebody to get a cool drink of water until it takes all my patience for me to, okay, Father, who's going to do it now? Okay, Father, okay, Daddy, I'm so eager, too, because of the fact that the more you give, the more he gives. The more you share, the more he gives. It's amazing how you can give and never outgive him, because literally, he has so much to give. So, what could we do that would show God that we actually love him? What could we do that would let him know that our actions speak louder than our words? What could we do? Well, I listen to this. Study your Bible. The Bible says to study to show thyself approved, a workman who need not be ashamed. What can we do? Share our word. For it is by our testimony that somebody shall become free. What could we do? Protect our heart, our mind. Pay attention to what you're being fed by. Concentrate on that which is good. Philippians 4:8 happens to be one of my most favorite verses. Everything that is good, everything that is kind, everything that is beautiful are the things that I think about even when I'm going through the worst pain. Why? Because I understand that God gave us dominion to do that which we choose by giving us also free will. So even when I'm in the worst pain, I still have a choice. And I choose to think heavenly things. Regardless of what. And I like being able to teach on the most simplest manner. Why? Because we're very simple people. When Jesus said that we are like sheep, he wasn't telling a lie. He's telling us the exact truth. See, because the one thing that is a reality, that the shepherd don't bring the sheep to the water, they won't get it. Because they won't go to get it. That's truly how, for lack of better words, how dumb sheep are. True fact. Just as a sheep will easily follow the shepherd once he has learned his voice, You will not fight in any shape, fashion, or form. You will just go, like that of a child. Like that of a child. That child will literally follow the one he has reverence for. Anywhere. I've seen children who parents was on drugs, who the child would fight for that parent because that child believes so much in that parent, even though they see their shortcomings. And here we got the most perfect, correction, the perfect, the only perfect person there is. And we as children need to really learn to follow that man, because he only leads us to success. He only leads us to prosperity. He allows us the opportunity. And as a matter of fact, he said, now listen to this, please. And he's not a liar. He said, oh, Father God, greater works you shall do. Greater than even me, than what thou saw me do, you shall do even greater than what I've done. So why is it that we don't allow ourselves the ability to believe that to the degree that we can say, you know what, I have decided that I'm not depending on the government affairs to take care of me. That I decided that even if I have to temporarily, I'm going to get myself out of this by listening to this man who said that I will be able to do even greater works than him. Because I'm not a peasant. I think as a king, as a queen, I am connected to the Most High. And I understand that if I invest to be great by getting everything that my Father has to offer, then there's nothing that I should ever be concerned about in terms of being poor or lacking, because my Father, Philippians 4 and 8, 4 and 9, shall supply my needs according to his riches and glory. Now, we're not just talking about spiritually. In every area of your life, in every area of our lives, if we just simply said, God, I want everything you got. I want everything you have to offer that's specifically for me, because I am in such reverence of you until everything that you give me. I have so much respect for you until everything that you give me, I shall handle it by allowing the Holy Spirit to be the one to guide it. Whatever it is that you got to offer me, it doesn't matter whether or not of it's hardship, trials and tribulations, it doesn't matter what it is, I love you so much until I will allow your spirit to take control of it. Because Father God, I want to be able to brag on you for real. I'm not just talking about, oh, God is good. Actually, to me, with all respect, and I happen to say it too all the time, that the word good doesn't even fit him. Can't even find a word that actually does. Other than hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tears is running down my eyes. Hallelujah. Because he's so magnificent until if we really understood the reality of who he is, we would never, ever act like we're poor. We just wouldn't do it. We would pay more attention to everything that he gave us. Like, sincerely, I mean this with all of who I am. Somebody said to me, why is it that you take money and go to Goodwill when you can be going to any store basically you want to? And I know it because I've learned some things about you. And I said, the reason why is because why do I have to show the world that I need to look good for the world when my father brought me into the world naked? And with him bringing me into the world naked, he's the same father who's going to bring me into his world again naked. So what do I need to make somebody rich for when I'm already rich myself? I don't need anything that's of expense. He provides all of my needs in every shape, fashion, or form. It feels good to have the ability to just simply say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for looking out for me. There are some people that I know who, whether get food stamps or whatever it is, and they spend it all on nonsense, knowing that there's somebody who's going through something, knowing. So I would say, I would ask, do you have reverence for the Father? See, because I do know also in Matthew 25:34-36, where God is talking about, Jesus himself is talking about feeding people, clothing people, housing people, providing water for people. See, this wonderful Jesus that I know revealed to us that the actual act of having reverence of our Father in heaven is those who say, use me. Doesn't matter in what capacity, use me. Because literally, Father, you created me specifically for you. Not for me, but for you. So that somebody who can't see you can get to see you in me. I had to ask, Father God, can we be better for you? That's all I ask. Anyway, my God, brothers and my God, sisters, my beautiful brothers and sisters, I love you. God bless you. Talk with you soon. Take care.